2022 regular meeting of the SCORE Commission Orville Region. Call to order. Okay, I did that. So roll call.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair. Commissioner Mastalotto.
Here.
Commissioner Fairbanks.
Here.
Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
Commissioner Reynolds.
Here.
Commissioner Hatley. Absent. Commissioner Riston.
Here.
Okay, we'll salute the flag. Chuck, would you read it? Yes.
Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What?
Catch it. Great. Okay, we have no visitors here, so we'll move on to the board meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chairman, we included the minutes from last board meeting into the packet for your review.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the board meeting minutes from May 24th, 2022.
Second. Okay, we have a motion on it and we have a second. Is there any discussion? Okay, so all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, unanimous.
Okay, employee safety meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chairman, we also included those minutes. We had a safety meeting on June 13th, and we included those minutes in the packet for your review.
Okay. Was there anybody that wanted to say anything about that?
I'll make a motion that we adopt the June 13th, 2022 safety minute meetings minute.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 The ayes have it. Okay, authorization of warrants on item number 7. And I'll make a motion on that the warrants be accepted, numbers 27497 through 27562 in the amount of $1,234,092.03.
And just so the, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Yeah. Just so the board's
including the commissioner's checks, $103.69-10374 and electronic fund transfers.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair, I just wanted to inform the board that $850,000 of that $1.2 million was just transferred into our local area investment fund.
Okay, so we'll include that in the motion.
I'll second that.
We have a second? Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right. Fiscal reports.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chairman, we included the fiscal reports for your review in the packet. If there's any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
I don't have any questions.
I don't either.
I make a motion that we accept the fiscal report for May 2022.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. And by the way, I do have a statement. I think it was great. the new stuff was different.
Yep.
So, but it was great. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, moving on to item number 9, election of officers. The board will elect a new chair and vice chair for fiscal year 2022-2023, and it starts in July.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chairman, so I will, as the clerk, I will have to take the gavel for this and entertain a nomination for a new chairman.
I nominate Commissioner Mastalotto as the new chairman.
I didn't know what was on that paper. He's pointing his finger.
I just heard him talking.
It's going in the right direction.
These are just my directions. This is my little thing to get me through this so I don't screw it up.
Well, you go ahead.
So now we'll need a second.
Second?
I'll second it.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'll second it.
And someone needs to close the nomination.
Go ahead. I'll close the nomination for chairman.
And
I second.
And now we call for a vote.
Well, you haven't had, I'll second it. Okay, now we can go for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 I give that back to you, and it is official.
What about the vice chair?
You are correct. That's why you're going to be the chairman. You are chairwoman, actually. We got you a new sign.
Oh, geez, thank you.
So now we'll accept nominations for vice chair.
Okay, we're accepting motions for the vice chair.
Can I nominate myself?
You can.
Okay, I nominate myself, Bruce Riston, for vice chair for 2022 to 2023.
I second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Well, we need to close it first.
Yeah, we need a motion.
I make a motion that we close the nominations.
Okay. I'll second it.
And now we cast votes.
And now we can cast our vote. So all those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry about screwing that up. I was trying to follow the list and I still didn't follow it.
Okay, we're on item number 10.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chairman. So as we've done in the past, we're bringing the option to prepay our CalPERS unfunded accrued liability to you guys. If we pay it now, it'll be $185,409. If we wait and pay it at the end of the year, it'll cost us another $6,380. So typically the board has always voted to approve this now and save the money.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we make the lump sum payment of $185,409 to save the commission $6,380 on CalPERS unfunded accrued liability.
Thank you. Second?
Second it.
We have a motion and a second. All those in, let's see, this can be.
This one I think needs roll call because it's not, is that correct?
Yeah, I would do a roll call vote because, yeah.
Commissioner Fairbanks?
Yes.
Commissioner Reynolds?
Yes.
Commissioner Riston?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay, moving forward to item number 11, board approval to recognize environmental documents.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chairman. So, when I first took over as the manager, we had just started this process with Provost and Pritchard to work on our application for the State Revolving Funds loan. And this, it's finally done. They've finally gotten it done. So this is the environmental document. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Attorney Huber, you know far more about this than me. But you guys need to adopt the publication of this notice of intent of the initial mitigated negative declaration for the plant upgrade project to allow public comment for 45 days, I believe. So we are just asking permission from you. Me and Micah and other members of SCORE staff have gone over this document. It's accurate to the project description. And so we are asking for permission to post this publicly. And then after that period is done, then we can post it to the State Clearinghouse and actually apply for this funding.
So,
there's an extra step in there though. You would be approving the draft and then for comment, and then you would come back and then you would approve it at the next after the comment period. You would actually do a vote to approve it, and then it would let's see, it's not a 45 days, a 30-day publication window, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Following approval, you've got to open it up for, I think, a 45-day comment period.
So we're opening up to what?
Right now, you're opening it up for a 45-day comment period.
Okay. So we're, I need a motion.
I have one question.
Go ahead.
My question is, if it's 45 days, there's a hearing held at the office on August 23rd. That's not 45 days. Does that matter?
Two different periods we're talking about. So this initial adoption, or isn't it even adoption, we're just getting authorization to publicly notice the document. That'll kick off a 30-day public comment period. Once that public comment period is expired, we will have to bring that document back, as well as any comments we receive from the public, to the board for adoption. And then I believe, Scott, once the document's adopted, then there's a 45-day period when somebody can protest, or
okay.
That's the protest period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, what you are disclosing to the public is that you intend to approve this after a period of public comment, so that the public has a chance to give their comments, and then staff will have an opportunity to respond to those comments. What you're saying is, look, we intend to adopt this document. Now, public, give us your comments on it.
Okay.
And that's what will happen over the next 30 days.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we authorize the board for the publication of the notice of intent to adopt the initial mitigated negative declaration study for the plant upgrade project, and to post the document at the state clearinghouse for public comment.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, do we have a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor and a second. Is there any comments? Any discussion?
Nope.
Okay, let's have a vote.
Nope. Roll call, please, yeah.
Roll call, that's what I meant.
Commissioner Fairbanks?
Yes.
Commissioner Reynolds?
Yes.
Commissioner Riston?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay, is there another portion to that, this now, or do we have to wait?
Nope, now you have to wait to see if any members of the public actually make comments.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're gonna go into a closed session now. And it's 5:13.